New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. An average weekly supermarket trolley costs at least $20 more to fill than it did only 6 months ago, an investigation by the Daily Telegraph reveals. The biggest increase has been at Woolworths, the comparison shop shows, a finding supported by share market analysis to track the performance of the big supermarket chains. A selection of Woolies' own range of products from all aisles is 9% more expensive than in June, as is a basket of the well-known branded goods it sells. Coles recorded smaller rises, albeit off higher starting prices. The percentage increases at Aldi have been similar to those at Coles. IGA was up by less, but was still the most expensive chain. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Cricket Australia has offered Candace Warner and her family a security escort at matches for the rest of the test summer after she was abused by fans in Adelaide. Walking two of her three young girls around Adelaide Oval last week to meet their father, Australian opening batsman David Warner, outside the team's dressing room, she was forced to confront a drunken man despite the man's friends and dozens of patrons nearby hearing the verbal attack. News Corp can reveal Cricket Australia bosses contacted Warner yesterday to provide her with a number to call at this weekend's first test against South Africa in Brisbane if she feels it necessary, and security will escort her and her daughters safely around the Gabba. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Real estate agents will be banned from asking renters to bid higher than a property's listing price from this Saturday, with the government scrambling to provide relief to home seekers before Christmas. The New South Wales government will rush through urgent regulation changes to ban solicited rent bidding, applying to all new listings from December 17th, following a Daily Telegraph investigation revealing more than 80% of agents were directly or indirectly encouraging applicants to up their offers. And suspended TV and radio personality Chris Smith has checked himself into a mental health facility and apologised to the female colleagues left in tears by his behaviour. The 60-year-old was suspended from his Sky News Australia show and from Nine's 2GB, where he was due to fill in on the breakfast show after allegedly behaving inappropriately towards colleagues at a bar after a formal Sky News Christmas party on Saturday. Smith said, "I am beyond gutted and devastated to know I have upset my colleagues after our Christmas party. I apologise profusely to the women I upset." And those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.